राम राम हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम। जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा। श्री प्रभुपाद की श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। सो यू आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम हम श्रीमद् भागवतम चतुर्थ स्कंद अध्याय 9 और श्लोक संख्या 17। सत्याशिशो हि भगवंस्तव पादपद्मा, सत्याशिशो हि भगवंस्तव पादपद्मम्। आशीष तथानुभजत पुरुषार्थमूर्तेः, अप्येवमर्य भगवान् परिपाति दीनान्। वास्रेव वत्सकमनुग्रहकातरोऽस्मान्। सत्याशिशो हि भगवंस्तव पादपद्मम्। आशीष तथानुभजतः पुरुषार्थमूर्तेः, अप्येम एवम् अर्य भगवान् परिपाति दीनान्। वार्ष्वेव वत्सकम् अनुराग अनुग्रह कातरोऽस्मान्। सत्याशिशो हि भगवंस्तव पादपद्मम्। आशीष तथानुभजतः पुरुषार्थमूर्ते, अप्येवम् एवम् अर्य भगवान् परिपाति दीनान्। वार्ष्वेव वत्सकम् अनुग्रह कातरोऽस्मान्। सत्याशिशो हि भगवंस्तव पादपद्मम्। आशीष तथानुभजतः पुरुषार्थमूर्ते, अप्येवम् अर्य भगवान् परिपाति दीनान्। वाश्रेव वत्सकमनुग्रह कातरोऽस्मान्। सत्याशिशो हि भगवांस्तव पादपद्मम्। आशीष तथानुभजतः पुरुषार्थमूर्ते, अप्येवम् अर्य भगवान् परिपाति दीनान्। आशीष तथानुभजतः पुरुषार्थमूर्ते, अप्येवमर्य भगवान् परिपाति दीनान्।
वत्सकमनुग्रह कातरोऽस्मान्।
माता जी जी सो वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग सत्य रियल आशीष कंपेयर्ड विथ अदर बेनिडिक्शंस ही सर्टनली भगवान माय लॉर्ड तव युवर पाद पद्मम लोटस फीट आशी बेनिडिक्शन तथा इन दैट वे अनुभजत फॉर द डिवोटीज पुरुषार्थ ऑफ द रियल गोल ऑफ लाइफ मूर्त है द पर्सोनिफिकेशन अपि अल्दो एवं दस आर्य ओ लॉर्ड भगवान द पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड परिपाति मेंटेन्स दीनान द पुअर इन हार्ट वाश कौ इव लाइक वत्सकम अंटू द काफ अनुग्रह टू बेस्टो मर्सी कातर ईगर अस्मान अपॉन मी ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपट हिज बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील अभय चरण अरविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की ओ माय लॉर्ड ओ सुप्रीम लॉर्ड यू आर द सुप्रीम पर्सोनिफाइड फॉर्म ऑफ ऑल बेनिडिक्शन देयरफॉर फॉर वन हु अबाइड्स इन योर डिवोशनल सर्विस विथ नो अदर डिजायर वर्शिपिंग योर लोटस फीट इज बेटर देन बिकमिंग किंग एंड लॉर्डिंग इट ओवर अ किंगडम दैट इज द बेनिडिक्शन ऑफ वर्शिपिंग योर लोटस फीट टू इग्नोरेंट डिवोटीज लाइक मी यू आर द कॉस्टलेसली मर्सीफुल मेंटेनर Just like a cow who takes care of the newly born calf by supplying milk and giving it protection from attack. Purport by Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Dhruva Maharaj was cognizant of the defective nature of his own devotional service. Pure devotional service is without material form and is not covered by the mental speculation or furtive activities. Pure devotional service is therefore called Ahetuki unmotivated. Dhruva Maharaj knew that he had come to worship the Lord in devotional service with a motive to get the kingdom of his father. Such an adulterated devotee can never see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. He therefore felt very grateful for the causeless mercy of the Lord. The Lord is so merciful that not only does he fulfill the desires of a devotee who is driven by ignorance and desires for the material benefit, but he also gives such a devotee all protection, just as a cow gives milk to a newly born calf. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that Lord gives intelligence to constantly engage devotee so that he may gradually approach the Lord without difficulty. A devotee must be very sincere in his devotional service. Then, although there may be many things wrong on the devotee's part, Krishna will guide him and gradually elevate him to the highest position of devotional service. The Lord is addressed herein by Dhruva Maharaj as Purusharth Murti, the ultimate goal of life. Generally, Purusharth is taken to mean execution of a type of religious principle or worship of God in order to get material benediction. Prayers for the material benediction are intended for satisfying the senses. And when one is frustrated and cannot fully satisfy the senses, in spite of all endeavor, he desires liberation or freedom from material existence. These activities are generally called Purusharth. But actually, the ultimate goal is to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is called Panchama Purusharth, the ultimate goal of life. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore taught us not to ask from the Supreme Personality any benediction such as material wealth, popularity or a good wife. One should simply pray to the Lord to be constantly engaged in his transcendental loving service. Dhruva Maharaj, being cognizant of his desire for material benefit, wanted protection from the Lord so that he might not be misled or deviated from the path of devotional service by material desires. Srila Prabhupada ki ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांच नमाओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम पदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई वांट टू टेक ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द डिवोटीज especially his guest Balram Shakti Prabhu, because I hearing from him in Pune for hours and hours, and he told me to give class. So as a service to him, I am trying this my level to repeat whatever I heard from the senior devotees. So this is a Dhruva Maya. Anybody yahan pe koi hai jisko English samajh mein nahi aa raha? Koi nahi. So this is a section of Dhruva Maharaj prayers, and this is the last verse, verse number 17, and they are very wonderful verses. Yesterday I first read all the verses to be acquainted with the mood of Dhruva Maharaj. So first of all, so very very nice verses came like that bhakti mroh pravatam toime basango, what like, and the purports I have noted down here, there are classic purports, hope giving purports. Yesterday Gauranga Babu told, and I noted on my diary, that whatever activity you do, whatever you speak, give hope. Give, never discourage any person, even the newcomer, a senior devotee, any person. Don't give them like there's no hope now. The philosophy is so difficult that you can't do anything. So that you should never do. It's the greatest crime. And I noted down very carefully that whatever we speak, whatever we do, it should inspire every person to continue then Krishna conscious. And Prabhupada is like that. If you study Prabhupada purports, every purport you will get some hope. Whatever, like in my life also, whenever I am little bit down or mind is distracted, open the Prabhupada book and you get cut. So that is Prabhupada books actually. Every Prabhupada purport, two things are there. Hope and urgency. Hope and everywhere you'll find. Hope and urgency. So this 17 verse. Translation. Oh my Lord, you are the supreme personified form of all benediction. Therefore, for one who abides in your devotional service with no other desire, worshipping your lotus feet better than becoming king and lording it over kingdom. So that is the benediction of worshipping your lotus feet. To ignorant devotees like me, your costlessly merciful maintainer, just like a cow who takes care of a newly born calf by supplying milk and giving it protection from attack. So here, same like here, Dhruva Maharaj is becoming grateful. And if you see here, some certain things are not in translation Prabhupada add here. Like, he's better than becoming a king and lording it over the kingdom. So that's a Prabhupada translation, also very, very important. So here, Dhruva Maharaj is expressing his gratitude in the purport or the translation. Because earlier also in verse number 15 or 14, he is mentioning the same point, that he had a material desire. Yes, in purports 8 and 9 also, Prabhupada is, Dhruva Maharaj is telling that I had a material desire. And Prabhupada writes in purport, ki if somebody has a material desire, it is difficult to get darshan of Lord. Here, but Dhruva Maharaj is saying that because you have given me the protection, I am very, very grateful. Because still in spite of my having the material desire, you give me the darshan. So he is expressing his gratitude, first thing. And later he is begging for his mercy, a protection, that such material desire should not come again. So last also Prabhupada writes here, Dhruva Maharaj, being cognizant of his desire for the material benefit, wanted protection from the Lord, so that he might not be misled or deviated from the path of devotional service by the material desires. So yesterday I divided the purport in 4 or 5 main points. First is knowing the defective nature of our devotional service. Like I know my, what is the caliber of my devotional service? How many loopholes are there in my devotional service? How many things I want from Krishna? So that's why we should be always cognizant that what is the level of my devotional service. Sometimes I have heard complaints that I'm chanting from 15 years, I'm chanting from 30 years still. But are you chanting, where our chanting is perfect? I ask myself, the chanting is not perfect. Attentive hearing 16 rounds every mantra is so difficult. And struggle also. Like when somebody is maybe feeling sleepy, get up and walk. So that like struggle. So how much we are honest in the path of bhakti process, that we should keep asking all the time. So, and we can see in the life of all the devotees, they always keep telling that my devotional service is not very great. My devotional service is not very great. So this theme is from entire Srimad Bhagavatam. We are grateful to Prabhuji because we heard the Bhaktivedanta Vidyapitha and the nice prayers of Dhruva Maharaj, Putu Maharaj, the same thing was coming, that our devotional service is very insignificant and insufficient, and Lord, we want your protection. And we want the protection of the devotees. The second theme was, Prabhupada writes in purport, in 498, only due to gross lack of knowledge does one worship the Lord for material benefit. So why we generally worship the Lord for material benefit? Because of gross lack of knowledge or lack of education. Now this education doesn't mean university education. This is a pure devotional education, which will be only given by the pure devotee. There is no other mean. So, if we have material desire, there is no problem. I heard one lecture in 4 years before, His Holiness Rompad Maharaj. So, he compared whether having material desires is wrong or is okay. So, he said that Dhritarashtra also has a material desire. What was his material desire? To have kingdom. And Dhruva also has a material desire. Now, whose material desire is bigger? Dhruva Maharaj. He wanted to become the more than Lord Brahma also. But Dhritarashtra has tiny material desire to just acquire the kingdom of Kurukshetra in the Prithvi. But his material desire was not fulfilled. And the material desire was Dhruva Maharaj was fulfilled. So what is the reason? He gave analysis. Very beautiful. A big transcription is there. I studied it. Because Dhritarashtra had the association of non-devotee of Krishna, Duryodhana. And Dhruva Maharaj had an association and opportunity to hear from Narada Muni, the great devotee. And I heard Maharaj 4 lectures on this Dhruva Maharaj section. Maharaj says, hey, Maharaj means His Holiness Adarani Swami Maharaj. He said that the Dhruva got the darshan of Lord is only one reason. Why? Narada told. Because of Narada Muni, he got the darshan of Lord. Otherwise it is not possible. He got the anugraha of a pure devotee of the Lord. So that's why he got the darshan of Lord. So in Dhritarashtra, he maintained the association of the blasphemer of Krishna, that is Duryodhana. Not only blasphemer of Krishna, the blasphemer of devotees. That Krishna cannot tolerate. If somebody blasphemes Krishna, he will tolerate, like our Shishupal. But if somebody blasphemes the Vaishnava, Lord cannot tolerate for a single moment. For a single moment, he cannot tolerate. If I would have given this class, I will do the one exercise in Gurukul I did. I told the two boys, like one boy, you pull the rassi, and 10 boys from the other side. You pull how much you can pull. And they are trying pull. He said, you cannot pull. So similarly, in devotional service also, we are pulling, but opposite is who? माया देवी. सो हाउ इट इज पॉसिबल वेदर यू आर चैंटिंग फ्रॉम 15 ईयर्स, फ्रॉम 90 ईयर, 150 ईयर, हाउ इट इज पॉसिबल? इट इज नॉट पॉसिबल बिकॉज माया देवी इज द अपोनेंट. हाउ मच यू ट्राई इट इज नॉट पॉसिबल. बट एक्चुअली दिस लेक्चर वॉज गिवन बाय गौरांग प्रभु इन 2005 एंड ऑफेंसेज अगेंस्ट द चैंटिंग वेन आई वॉज वर्किंग इन द चौपाटी इन लिविंग इन वृंदावन बेस आईआईटी. सो गौरांग प्रभु टोल्ड की actually krishna is pulling from where you don't know. So he is pulling from where and you are thinking aha I pulled maya, aha I pulled maya. But krishna will you receive him the moment we say something about his devotee bad. He said oh I can't hear this because I am only accustomed to hear good thing about my devotee. And that's what krishna is hankering. He is going in harikatha and he is hearing from his devotee about his devotee's glory. So krishna leaves, and when krishna leaves, finish. How much you go here, nobody can understand. He may be pulling from 150 year, but the Krishna leaves, he will go hundreds and thousands of yards behind only. And one may say, are you chanting from 150 year, how he went so ahead? Because Krishna left. And Maya is saying, now you have pulled me, now I will pull you more now. So that is a Krishna's protection. So that was one theme. So knowing, sorry, protection only due to gross lack of knowledge. So what is this lack of knowledge? The association of the pure devotee. When you take more and more association of pure devotee and you hear about the devotional service, that is a real education. Like yesterday only, we were discussing under Gaurang Prabhu that which is the best education? Devotional service. The king of the education is pure devotional service. Third point, why Prabhupada gave an analogy of a newly born calf? For that purpose, how many of you have seen a calf is taking birth? He will be 100%. How calves take birth and what exactly happened in our Gurukula? There are one born calf is born on Radhashtami, one on Balram Jayanti. So they come on Mani Pugam also, and they do keep doing the Brahmachari like that because I educated them. So they will come in Mani Pugam also in the temple hall also because our is a small setup. So when the calf is born, doesn't know, calf doesn't know anything. He is filled with all dirt. So similarly, I compare my devotional service filled with material desire. Filled with material desire, and the calf, the cow licks and removes all the dirt. So that is the association of devotee. That association of devotee will remove all the dirt accumulated, all the material desire like that, dirt accumulated on the calf. And we are also newly born calf in bhakti. At least myself, many devotees are senior here. Newly born calf with many, many material desire. So the cow licks up that calf and remove all the material desire and they give the milk. Sometimes calf also can't drink milk. We have to push the calf to take the milk. So similarly, the devotee will push us towards pure devotional service because we can't. By our own, we can't. That hope Prabhupada gives. So that analogy, if you want to understand, you have to live in farm. You have to go to the goshala, see the cows, all the, like one, His Holiness, Gaur Krishna Maharaj, he was giving lecture in Pune. He said, all the analogies of Srimad Bhagavatam, if you want to understand really, you have to live in farm. In the villages, otherwise you can't understand. All the analogies are from the village background only. One more point here. Last and most important point, a protection from the material desire. The protection is very, very important. But the protection from the material desire. So, what is that protection? I have written some points here. What protection we need? How we should protect the devotee? How Krishna protects? So, this entire thing we have to discuss every day. It is not only one day. So, from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, I am reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, I think Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you can correct me, told to Sanatan Goswami that Bhakti Lata Kripa, it is Sanatan Goswami? So that Bhakti Lata Kripar analogy is very, very important. It should be read again and again. Ki how the Bhakti Lata grows. First we have to put water every day. Put the fencing around it. Look whether some wolf will come, the dog will come, some bakri will come. They will eat the Bhakti Lata. So we have to keep protecting, put water. Then Bhakti Lata will increase. And now Bhakti Lata can't increase by its own. It needs a shelter. So this was lecture given by His Holiness Haldar Maharaj. वेरी वेरी पावरफुल लेक्चर. ही सेड कि वी आर नॉट भक्ति वृक्ष, वी आर भक्ति लता ऑल द टाइम. भक्ति वृक्ष इज लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु, लॉर्ड नित्यानंद अद्वैताचार्य, बट वी आर भक्ति लता. एंड लता कैन ओनली ग्रो बाय द शेल्टर. अनलेस लता हैज शेल्टर, इट कैंट ग्रो एंड इट स्टक इन टू माई हार्ट. ही सेड फॉर एग्जाम्पल द ट्री ऑल्सो यू हैव टू गिव वॉटर 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 एंड आफ्टर सम टाइम यू यू नॉट गिव वॉटर, इट विल ग्रो. बट भक्ति लता इज नॉट लाइक दैट. टिल द लास्ट पॉइंट यू हैव टू गिव भक्ति लता वॉटर. श्रवणादि जल, वेरी नाइस पॉइंट, श्रवणादि जल. सो ही सेज कि एवरी डे वी हैव टू गिव भक्ति लता वॉटर एंड द भक्ति लता ग्रोज. ही क्रॉसेस दिस मटेरियल यूनिवर्स, गोज टू द स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड, देन फाइनली अगेन. बट वॉट इज हैपनिंग इन द डाउन? श्रवणादि जल. एंड वॉट इज द क्वालिटी ऑफ अवर श्रवणादि जल? द भक्ति लता विल गो, इट मे ग्रो टू इम्पर्सनल ब्रह्मन, इट मे गो टू वैकुंठ, इट मे गो टू अयोध्या, इट मे गो टू मथुरा, इट मे गो टू स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड गोलोक वृंदावन. And in that route, what rasa you want, again, it depends in the down, sarvanadi jal. So it's so important, sarvanadi jal. So yesterday, Gauranga Babu said, ki everything depends on association, association, association. What rasa you want, what quality of devotion you want, what desire, is all depend on association of what cloth, what environment, what books, what devotees you are associating, what food you are eating, what discussion you are doing, everything is depend on association. Everything will change by just association. And I have seen my in life also. Some preacher will come to Pune. Like I am currently influenced by Gauranga Babu's Sisi Katha. So it will, when it will come, I don't know. How it will come away. So like Vidyapit was going on. So Dhruva Maharaj prayer. And it will come out from your mouth. Radhesham Prabhu also said, what you are reading, what you are hearing will come from your mouth. You can't prepare one lecture. This and it will come. No, it can't work like that. It will come, slip from your mouth. What you are hearing, what you are contemplating. And the dream also, it will come. The same thing. I have seen the dream also, I am doing Sankirtan. I asked Gauranga Prabhu also, Radhesham Prabhu also. I will not go into the detail. So Sravanadi Jal. And the Sravanadi Jal will continue. Then that Lata goes to whichever planet you are desiring. And then finally it starts giving fruit. But again Sisi mentioned, the Sravanadi Jal will continue. Sravanadi Jal will continue in the this material world. So Lata always need shelter. So His Holiness Bhakti Haldar Maharaj told very important point. He said, sometimes people think that I want to achieve Krishna, I will go to some dham, Radhakund, and perform devotional service. He can see Krishna, but he can't attain that pure devotional service, what we are aspiring. That is only possible by the bhajan ashrit on a pure devotee. Bhajan ashrit on a pure devotee. Like in many people can see Krishna, but seeing Krishna doesn't mean that you can attain the pure devotional service. Prabhuji gave a very nice analogy in like many people go to Vaikuntha. Many people may leave Vaikuntha. So what analogy he gave us? Ki a kingdom is there and king is living. Correct, Prabhuji? Many people are in the kingdom, like they are living in the Lord Ram's kingdom, Ayodhya. But how many are intimate to Ram? They may say, Lord Ram is there, wah, wah, wah. Please give us darshan and they will go away. Similarly, in Vaikuntha also, how many people are there who are actually close to Lord? So that depends again on our desire. That depends on our desire. So this Sravanadi, Maharaj was telling that mood, correct. That bhajan ashrita on the direction of the pure devotee is very, very important. And in our Gaudiya Sampradaya, we all the time we see that our Acharya, they emphasis on the same point that bhajan ashrita on the shelter of the pure devotee. As soon as Raghunath Das Goswami entered the Jagannath Puri, Lord told him that you are now under whom? Swarupera Raghu. No independent bhakti. Swarupera, and there are always some superior who will guide you. There will always, even if you may spend 50 years also, there will be some superior who can guide you. Like Dhruva Maharaj is pure devotee, but Brahmaji is guiding him. Manu Maharaj is also guiding him. So it is there is no time where you are the supreme. There will be somebody who can inspire in bhakti, who can guide you. So that's why bhajan ashrit on a pure devotee is very, very important. He was again and again facing. People, sometimes we go and people say, Bhagwan ko dekha kya? Bhagwan ka sakshatkar hua kya? Bhagwan ko itna bhajan kar rahe ho apne. Are hame Bhagwan ko dekhna hi nahi hai. Hamara bhajan Bhagwan ko dekhne ke liye hai nahi. Hamara prayojan alag hai. Our prayojan is to be always in association of devotee and hear Harikatha. That is the prayojan. And that is the process. Prabhupada writes, our goal and the path both are same. Here also we are association, hearing about Krishna, and what will be in the spiritual world? Same thing. And you can see the prototype in Jagannath Puri. All the devotees, they will go to Jagannath Puri for 4 months and they will hear. Invite the Lord for prasad and hear, do Sankirtan. Hear Bhagavatam. That was their formula. Sankirtan, Bhagavatam, prasad. There is no other business. So that is here also, and that is in the spiritual. In the spiritual world, you know that you will be remaining all the time with Krishna. And it is not possible that you can remain with Krishna all the time. More than remaining with Krishna is discussing about Krishna in the association of the devotee. Like many times devotees say that we want to become associate like Yashoda and this and that, but it is not so easy. Because Yashoda is all time working, very hard. And what she is working? It is not possible in the city. She is taking the milk of the cow, preparing the cow dung, and making some sweet atom for Krishna, this and that, household chore. If you really want to Golok Vrindavan, you have to practice the life of Golok Vrindavan. Like, you're not wearing the gopi dress, it is possible. Or imitating, it is possible by doing the service. Like, Radhishyam Prabhu told that, Maharaj Radhanath Maharaj told him that, unless you learn how to milk the cow, you can't enter Golok Vrindavan. Sometime he told us. So, I also tell the students, if you really want to Golok Vrindavan, you must learn milking the cow. You must learn how to prepare prasad also. Because in the Golok Vrindavan, you can't give Bhagavatam class there because everybody knows about Krishna and glory there. You have to learn plucking the flower, making the garland for Krishna, cooking in Jagannath Puri also. Every devotee, the Shuklamar Brahmachari also is calling Lord Chaitanya for prasad. I said, I must learn cooking, Baba. It is very, very important. Because if you want to reciprocate with Lord, you have to call. Now, Shuklamar Brahmachari is giving some simple rice, but he is cooking. He knows cooking. So my desire is to learn cooking, at least some little atom we can offer for Krishna. And spiritual master will tell, can you cook for me? I don't know. You don't know cooking? So what you did then? So spiritual master, I call you, I need your prasad. So can you cook? I don't know cooking. I only know how to give lecture. So I do, Baba, I must learn cooking. I must learn cooking for the pleasure of Lord or the devotee or the spiritual master. And once Gaurang Prabhu or Radha Gopinath Prabhu told ki, when Lord Ramchandra went to Vanvas, and he was thinking, now how will live? And suddenly he saw a beautiful hut. Who built the hut? Lakshman said, I built. He said, when you learn? In the Gurukul I learn. But I said, I never learn. You are Lord, I am a servant. Why you need to learn? Because I know my position is Krishnera Nitya Das. I must learn all the menial things because I am not the Lord, I am your servant. So he learned all the things which are required for the servant. So I am planning to design one course, how to become servant. Or what are the things are required so that you can become good servant. In every ISKCON temple, like the cooking the training, the flower plucking training, growing our own garden. Suppose you have own land and you don't know what to do. What to do, how to grow the beautiful flower for the Krishna. So I told ki, if some devotee is taking care of garden and offering that flower to Krishna every day and to the spiritual master, and some devotee is giving so much lectures, shastric study, is there any difference between both? There is no difference because he is doing for Krishna. This is the Daivi Varnashram. Ki everything is only for Krishna. If somebody is working hard in the Goshala for the milk is given to whom, it is pure devotional service. That's proper design, Daivi Varnashrama. Daivi Varnashram is only focus is the pure devotional service to the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, under the direction of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. So it is pure devotional service. It is not just a Varnashram. It is a pure devotional service. You can't say that, hey, this service is more. No. Whatever, no, if somebody is building such a beautiful temple where the devotee will dance, it is pure devotional service because if he is thinking it is for pleasure of Krishna. Like one example I heard, somebody is building the temple. Now somebody is bringing the brick in the truck. Somebody is putting the bricks. Somebody is painting. And if you ask, hey, what you are bringing in the truck? I am bringing the bricks in the truck. I think Prabhuji only gave the example. I am giving the truck. Another person, what you are painting? I am painting this wall. What you are doing? I am brooming this wall. But if somebody you ask, suppose he's doing some decoration. What are you doing? I'm doing for the pleasure of Sisi Radha Banabihari, Radha Gokul Chandra, Radha Vrindavan Chandra, and my spiritual master. That is pure devotional service. The only conscious has to be changed. I'm plucking flower so that this somebody will make a nice garland and offer to Krishna, offer to the spiritual master, offer to Prabhupada. That is pure devotional service. So that's why the name of our movement is what? International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And it is more difficult, very difficult to prepare that consciousness for the pure devotional service. People, like, why it is said that pure devotion is very, very difficult? Vayoratapi manaso munipungavanam. That these yogis, they can't understand because they can't enter into the consciousness, the pure devotional service. Can't enter into a consciousness. It is not the activity they are doing so much tapasya, but it doesn't matter. Ki everything is for the pleasure of Krishna. One may go to the Vaikuntha, like Prabhuji said, even if you have desire, you can go to Vaikuntha. But if you want to go to Golok Vrindavan, it is not possible. Unless you only desire Krishna. Whatever is there only for Krishna. And that's why yesterday, Prabhuji discussed that the Lakshmi was not allowed entrance into Raslila. Because she was not able to give up her Abhiman. If you want to go to Vrindavan, Golok Vrindavan, you have to take birth from the body of the gopi. And do all the menial thing which will please Krishna. So it is difficult. Prabhupada writes in first canto that some people say that bhakti is very simple. But he says bhakti is not so easy. Big, big stalwart will fall down. Because what is difficult here? That I am the servant. That is most important, difficult thing. It is most difficult. Bhakti is very, very simple. If you think that I am the servant, then it is like flight only. No disturbance. But as when I think, I have something, take back. That is the problem. Jai, Sisi Radha Banbihari Bhagavan. So bhakti is very simple. But the conscious has to be servant. Then only it is very, very simple. Otherwise, it is very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. But still, to give hope, even we have material desire, we have conscious that I am a controller, we should keep serving the pure devotees of Lord. And that is the greatest protection. If somebody has a protection of Lord, means what? He has some shelter. His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj writes in Watering the Seed book, I have read that. Anatha Jeevitam. That very, very beautiful verse is that Bhavanta Medam by Stotra Ratnavali by Yamunacharya. So Giriraj Maharaj is thinking something is problematic, is hampering his life. So he read this verse. He read this verse and once he was going in morning walk, he saw Prabhupada pastime. So Prabhupada, one person was coming and one fat dog was there, smiling. Nice dog, his belt, his clothes, everything. And after some time, and a long distance for a dog which has no owner, and it is like very, very skinny dog, bony dog. All somebody had hit him, the bleeding. So Prabhupada showed Giriraj Maharaj, you see the two dogs? What is the difference? Very simple. He has a master and he doesn't have master. And then Giriraj Maharaj understood what Prabhupada is telling me. Accept the master. And if you have the master, that dog has nothing to do, you have to simply follow the master. And he's getting everything. And his great Shikshashtaka Prabhu said that dog, do yoga with dog. In foreign countries, what facilities dog is getting, the human will not get. So that is like how the servants are getting so many facility. So when Giriraj Maharaj heard Prabhupada, his all doubts got clear. That we want a master. And Prabhupada is the greatest master. In Gurukula, I always emphasize all the boys that only one person should rule your heart. First is Prabhupada. He should rule your heart. Because if Prabhupada is ruling our heart, there will be unity in the entire society. Otherwise, there cannot be unity in the society. Because in Gurukul, many people are there from many gurus. So all the example, all the teaching, all the major focus should be Prabhupada. And actually, my experience is that any person is very, very deeply attached to Prabhupada, he will never leave this one. He will never leave the ISKCON. So in our morning classes, first is Prabhupada. Prabhupada Lilamrita or Prabhupada Nectar or Watering the Seed book that we had made a syllabus, that one by one book. In afternoon class also, Prabhupada on Varnashrama. And evening class also, Prabhupada on Gurukula. So, and the boy said, Prabhuji, this is the best thing we like. When you discuss about Prabhupada. And if you want to inspire ISKCON devotee, whom should you talk more about? Prabhupada only. And like, see, Gaurang Prabhu's style I want, like, every CC after 15-20 minutes, he will talk one Prabhupada pastime. And how many of you are like that? Please honestly tell. When he will tell about some Prabhupada pastime and from where he bring, I also don't know. He will bring some unique pastime according to the situation. So I like that point. So I also have decided that whenever I speak, I will take at least one point of pastime of Prabhupada. Minimum one point. If you tell more, that is good. Okay, how Prabhupada is the greatest inspire. Great. I give one class in Ujjain temple about who have golden avatar. Who is golden avatar? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Golden age, 10,000 years. But who is golden acharya? His divine grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki. He is the golden acharya. And there is one lecture by his Atma Tattva Prabhu. He keeps telling so many things. Like how Prabhupada appearance is predicted. He also told. It's a big discussion for 1 hour. Ki how Prabhupada is the golden acharya. And not only by our sampradaya. All of the sampradaya. And I will just tell one point. Ki Atma Tattva Prabhu was there with Prabhupada and one person came, a Sri Ramanuja Sampradaya, in Allahabad, Kumbh Mela. And he offered pranam. He said, please Swamiji, bless my child. Prabhupada said, I will make your son acharya, give to your son to me. He said, no, no, Swamiji. He was attached. He said, you just bless him. He said, okay, bless. And then that person, boy, went. And after many, many years, his guest Atma Tattva Prabhu was going and he saw one effulgent sannyasi. And thousands of people are sitting, all are Ramanuja. Ramanandi Sampradaya. In North India, the biggest Sampradaya is Ramanandi. And he's a young and old people are sitting and they are hearing this one person. He was there actually Acharya, entire Ramanandi Sampradaya. And when Atma Tattva Prabhu went, he closely observed that boy. He said, he's the same boy. And that boy also acknowledged Hare Krishna Atma Tattva Prabhu. And then boy was telling that I must confess, although our Acharya is a Ramananda, but still, you must recognize the power and the authority of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And he declared he is the Acharya of this age. And he is telling to all the people. So that is the power of Prabhupada. Like one person came into Jew temple and he told that, I want all the books written by this Swami. All the books I want. They thought, we are going so much for book discussion, but nobody asked all the books. Why this person is asking every book? He said, because our Acharya came in my department and told, you read all the books of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. He told. And there are many, many such pastimes. We can keep going discussion on Prabhupada. So, again, I will come back to the point of protection. Protection from the material desire. How the material desire can enter? By association. How, there is no other way the material desire can enter into our heart. Like one devotee gave lecture, I forgot. Ki when you associate with the materialistic people, you should be very, very careful. Not bring their conscience into our heart. And if you keep appreciating the materialistic person, also dangerous thing. You can appreciate, but too much appreciation of the outside people and this and that, this is not good. I'm bringing the new ideas. For a certain extent is okay, but if you too much, then you forget the main, our business, the Sravanam Kirtanam, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the core. And then the material consciousness, how it enters, it is very difficult to recognize. And then slowly, slowly, it will break our heart. Like one story, Hitopanishad, that one person, he stole one fox and he was running. But suddenly he once saw the police and he hid the fox under him. And then he's talking nicely to that person. Discussion is going on. Slowly, slowly, what happened? After 50 minutes, that person collapsed on the ground, bleeding and died. Because the fox was eating inside. Externally, everything is okay. But fox was eating, and the same thing happened. When you bring the material consciousness, material ideas, material desire, looking everything very simple, and suddenly the person will live. Because that inside the material desire completely destroyed the bhakti. So that's why again and again the Sravanadi Jal. Hearing from the pure devotee of the pure devotion, at least 1 hour, 2 hours, then we can do our services. But this hearing in the association of devotees is very, very important. Very, very important. And who are hearing? So that's what Prabhupada writes in Yanoi. Dadati Pati Grinadi Guyam Akhyati Pachati Bhungte Bhajate Chaiva Shadvidam Priti Lakshanam. Prabhupada said that our entire society is created so that every person can come and hear about Krishna, pure devotion and pure devotees. That's the main purpose. That's why Guhyam Akhyati Pachyati is in between. Because to establish Guhyam Akhyati Pachyati, we have to do so many things. To just have that Guhyam Akhyati Pachyati. And that is the most difficult thing. Many people live because they are not able to do that Guhyam Akhyati Pachyati. Either from the leader side, the trust is lost, or from the people don't open up. So all the forums are there so that the person open up. And it is not only we have to tell about our anartha, it is not like that. The open up is to how to advance in bhakti. That is the only question. What is the Guhyam Akhyati Pachyati? That how I can advance in my bhakti? Ultimate goal. That is the most important Guhyam Akhyati Pachyati. And all the forums are there. Sisi Kata, Bhagavad Kata, Vidyapit. So what is the main purpose? To inquire, fall at the feet of the devotee. How can I advance in bhakti? How can I get qualities from you? One time in 2004, His Grace, Aurangabad mein kone? Rohini Paper gave one lecture in 2004. He said, when you go to different temples, every temple has some unique thing. So you should be like a collector of the treasure. You should go to the temple and collect nice treasure of the bhakti and keep advancing. Go to different temple, take good thing and increase your bank balance. Increase your bank balance of devotional service. Bank balance means devotional service. Like yesterday, Gauranga Prabhu said, income and expenditure. What is the net result? The remembrance of, how many of you attended Gauranga Prabhu's lecture? He said, net result is the remembrance of Krishna. Like a businessman is always thinking, what income and what is lot and what is net profit. So similarly, in a day, in a year, in a month, what should always consciousness that how much I took and how much I forgot Krishna. So that is a net income. And how it is possible? By glorifying the devotee, glorifying the process of bhakti, by chanting Hare Krishna, by doing Sankirtan. This is a protection. So Prabhupada built the entire society to give the protection. Now one more phase is remaining the Varnashrama. To give protection. Unnecessary criticizing this person, but you have to do something. You have to do something. Like naturally people go from Gurukula from age 8 to 25. Because everybody wants to become Brahmachari. Because Brahmachari means joy. Brahmachari means adventure. That's the natural desire of the soul to become Brahmachari. And that's why Varnashrama was developed so that everybody will go to Gurukul. So you go to Gurukul, to Sankirtan, to Seva, relax. There's no tension only. In Gurukula there's no tension. Whatever the teacher tells you have to do. He said, go to a Sankirtan, go for Sankirtan. Sleep 7 o'clock. No responsibility like as such. Big responsibility. Go for a bus party, go for cycle Harinam. Cycle Harinam also we decided. Because they want to do cycling, okay, we'll do cycle Harinam. So the boys want dynamic activity. They don't want just sitting in one place. They can't because they means vata. The student means their vat. The student is equal to vat. And you make them first sit difficult. So the Gurukula is like a dynamic adventure. You remain in the Guru, do perform bhakti, and the desire is fulfilled. And if you have to continue, others get married, no problem. Otherwise, what happened? At the age of 25, you join and leave at 35. It's difficult. Children will not be there. So many things will happen. Means Gurukula, like His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj told, Gurukula failed, doesn't mean that Gurukula will not work. The Krishna system will always work. Either you work or somebody will make it work. Krishna system will work. And that's Krishna's system. Varnashrama is Krishna. And our Varnashrama is not like normal Varnashrama. It is only for the pleasure of Sisi Radha Ban Bihari. For the pleasure of Prabhupada. That's why it's Devi Varnashrama. Classless society. That you see some devotee is singing nice Mangalarti in the morning, giving class. And afternoon he is brooming the temple hall. And the evening he might be collecting the money also. So he is performing the activity of all the Varna. One person only. Because it is Devi Varnashrama. The pleasure is Krishna. In normal Varnashrama, they will not be doing the same. They may say, why should I do jadu? The Brahmana may not say. He may say, why should I clean the toilet? But in our temple, the Brahmachari has to clean the toilet. Very, very important. So, the Devi Varnashrama means, whatever is told by a Guru, you do. Whatever pleases Guru, you do. That is the Devi Varnashrama system, which Prabhupada wanted. And with Bhaktivinoda Thakur also wanted, and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur also wanted. The protection. If Chaitanya Chandrabhu told when in lecture that initially Prabhupada said, okay, forget about Varnashrama. But later when he saw his disciples, he said, Varnashrama is needed. And when he's leaving the body, he's telling about establish Varnashrama, Rajastamo Bhava, Kamaloba, Dayachade. By this Varnashrama, we'll come to the mode of goodness and from that, your path will advance. your path for further progress will go on. So living body is talking about Varnashrama. So that is so important. Because it's natural. Everybody wants to become Brahmachari. Because that joy, so you go to Gurukula. And we are facing the problem of resources, right? Because every temple what resources. So the Gurukula boys are the biggest resource. So much energy they have. There is a fight in the Gurukula that I want to do service. And the sometime in ashram there is a fight is there, I don't want to do. I don't want to back up. That is the fact because they are old. They are becoming old now. Their body is 35, 40. How much they will do? But in the children, they are competition that I want to propose you back up. I want Mangalarti lab. So I have to organize every schedule or that they will fight. Every who will take lamp, who will bring tulsi, who will give incense, who will do backup, who will play kartal, who will play mridang, everything otherwise is fight. Who will do cleaning toilet? I only want to do cleaning toilet. But if you ask honestly, it is difficult for the people, elder people to fight for I want to do. But the children, I want to do clear. Why he is only toilet cleaning? I want to do toilet cleaning. Because they have that desire, that power 10 times more than us. They will eat 8 chapati, 10 bhakaris. And so much energy, they have 10 times more. So when they join at 8, the age of the 8, okay, initially you spend time, 8, 10, 12, after that, 12, 13, bus party, distribution, backup, all three they will do. So much manpower and the parents are giving money also. And the society also, you are running Gurukula, wow. Otherwise, the Brahmachari joined so much trouble in the society, in the television, so many. I'm not against the ashram, I'm just giving the scenario, what is happening. This is a fact. So many problems you are facing from the media, society. They say, hey, why your people are taking the young people? But Gurukul is established, they will give money also. You are doing nice thing. You are doing nice thing. Whatever mistake we did, we should not do it again. But the Gurukula, outside people are establishing Gurukula. Outside people are they are going ahead of us. And Prabhupada in 1967 only told, establish Gurukula. Protection. Prabhupada always wanted to protect his people. Prabhupada always wanted to protect the children. And if you read the Prabhupada and Gurukula book, my God. How much Prabhupada says, whatever donation come to temple, 50% should go to Gurukul. Sorry. Whatever Grihastha is earning, 50% should go to Gurukul. Prabhupada clearly says. He said, Brahmacharis and Sannyasis are not supposed to maintain Gurukul. The Grihastha should maintain the Gurukul. And this is the responsibility of the leadership. It's the responsibility of the leadership to make sure that it happened. So that is the Prabhupada protection for the community. Because everywhere they are facing problems. Where will the children will do? What they will do? If they go to outside school, the problem will 100% happen. There is no need to tell what is the detail. It is going to happen. It is going to happen. So every ISKCON temple, if you see, that problem is there. What to do for the children? What to do for girls? And the more difficult is girls. More difficult is girls. More than the children. So that is a protection offered by Prabhupada. For all the level, he has offered the protection. For the children, for the congregation, for the senior citizen. For the senior citizens, I was planning that sometime our temple are not designed for the senior citizen. They are designed for the very young people. So the senior citizen, why they should be bereft of the Krishna Katha. Like in our NVCC also, so many parents are coming. So I said that we should have one program will especially cater for the Brahmachari's parent. In Hindi, nice Krishna Katha, morning, evening, because they want Katha. Don't give them philosophy, Brahmanand. Give them nice Krishna Katha, nice Pashad, nice Kirtan, and they will do save also. They will do save also. So we have to always think that what is good for this society, what is good for this class of people. According to that, the leader has to plan, the people have to plan. Everybody has to plan. It is not only leader, everybody has to. Any person walks, like I heard the lecture of his Sanketan Prabhu. He said, guest reception is not duty of only guest reception department. It is the mood, the blood of the community. That whosoever person come, how he should be made pleasure. It is not only the department, the head department duty. Every person, that is the blood of the community. That how to take care of the people. Whosoever comes, he should not go. He should not go. And he should be kept properly on his status where he performs bhakti throughout his life. So that is a protection given by His Guru Zadran Swami Maharaj. That is building such GV community. I really appreciate Gaurang Prabhu. Because I am facing the problem that many of my students are going for preparation of IISc, MPSC, and where they go to Delhi. Where they go to Hyderabad, and there is no prashad, there is no association. They are lost. And here, we have started this MPSC curriculum center. Salute for that. Because our devotees will be protected. Forget about other people. Our devotees also want that right competitive exam. So it is such an important protection. Many, many things are there. For example, many devotees go to astrology also for marriage. But where are the devotee astrologer? Where are the devotee astrologer? Because you need astrology for certain thing. For constructing house, for marriage, for purchasing any land. It is otherwise trouble. You will be in trouble. So we need the devotee astrologer also. So that we don't go outside. We need the marriage. Like His Holiness Jayaprakash Maharaj gave class in Mayapur Yatra. Ghatak, what is called that? Ghatak. Kya naam hai uska? Kya bolte hai usko Bengali mein? Who arranges the marriage? He arranged the marriage of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This, what? Huh? He used some word. Ghatak something. He said, we need such many ghatakas in ISKCON. So that ISKCON marriages will happen nicely. There should not be disturbance in the married life. So that is the protection offered by Prabhupada and Prabhupada disciple. And we also should always work on protecting the ISKCON devotee, protecting the community. Hare Krishna. Anybody want to add anything? Because I am not give any chance to question, because I am not qualified. You can give some suggestion. Krishna Gati Prabhu, his guest Krishna Gati Prabhu, very, very senior devotee. I heard his lecture also in Pune. Anybody want to add? So we'll finish. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.